This is Bridget Horn Nestor, and I'm the owner of I Do Weddings and Events. Welcome to Wed Talks, where we offer wedding planning ideas worth sharing. We hope this information inspires, educates, and reassures you as you plan your wedding. Today, we're going to talk about your wedding budget. We all know weddings come with a lot of excess baggage. They are filled with emotions and expectations. To complicate things further, couples today must not only deal with their own emotions and expectations, they are often forced to deal with the emotions and expectations of their families and friends. That kind of pressure is enough to make anyone have concerns about the budget. Add to that the fact that most people are uncomfortable asking, "So, how much money are you planning to contribute?" While there are certainly some exceptions, I firmly believe most couples have to ask that very question at some point during the wedding planning process. Even the most self-assured among us can understand how difficult it can be to say what needs to be said when someone wants to add an unexpected expense to the wedding budget. This can be especially challenging when the person suggesting the expense has no understanding of what it will cost, much less any intention of helping pay for it. The unexpected expense might be a request for unusual flowers, or a 15-piece band from out of town, or an elaborate fireworks display. But the most common unexpected expense request is for additional guests. There you are at your favorite stationery shop about to order your invitations when you receive a text that says, "I need to add a few more." To make matters worse, based on past experience, you are pretty sure a few more actually means 20. You suddenly get a sinking feeling as you do the math and wonder, will that be 20 more guests or 20 more invitations? Will there even be enough space to add these people and additional tables to the room? If these people are important enough to invite, why weren't they on the original list made months ago? This last hypothetical question hints at a strategy for preventing this scenario from happening to you. The key words being months ago. After you share the happy news of your engagement, it's important to have an open and honest discussion about your priorities. The people involved in this discussion should include anyone with guest list privileges. In other words, if someone is allowed to invite people to the wedding, that person needs to know if there are limits. Maybe you have decided to limit your guest list to 150 people. For the sake of this example, you break that down into 50 guests for you and your future spouse, and 50 guests for each set of parents. Now, when you receive that text about adding a few more, you can confidently respond, "No problem. Let me know who these new guests are replacing." Like most things in life, an ounce of clear communication in the beginning prevents a pound of stress later on when it feels too late and too awkward to say anything. It's also important to give people the benefit of the doubt. In most cases, the person suggesting the unusual flowers or 15-piece band or elaborate fireworks display is just trying to help make the wedding even more wonderful. And while your idea of a wonderful wedding may be very different, be open to believing these suggestions that may seem senseless to you are motivated by love and not malice. Whether the expenses are unexpected or planned, it's helpful to have a bank account set up just for the wedding. This is especially practical when multiple people are contributing. Rather than one person agreeing to pay for the flowers and another person offering to pay for the bar, it is so much easier when all contributions are deposited into one account. This option provides flexibility and freedom while avoiding the hassle of splitting the bill once the final invoices are received. But before you can use this wedding account, you'll need to know how much is available. Like it or not, at some point you'll need to ask, how much money are you planning to contribute? To make this discussion as painless as possible, don't make this a surprise question. Schedule a time to sit down and explain what your ideal wedding looks like in terms of average costs and the amount you are personally able to contribute. When you ask the question, make it clear that you are not demanding a contribution, just inquiring. When you are given a final number, be grateful for any support. This money discussion is a great time to ask about expectations tied to any contributions. Being on the same page from the beginning will help avoid many misunderstandings along the way. As with everything else, be prepared for other people to question and make judgments about your budget decisions, especially when these choices challenge the perceived status quo. You may feel pulled in many directions, trying to keep the peace and make everyone happy. If the people questioning your decisions are those who have contributed to the wedding budget, we encourage you to take a deep breath and listen to what they have to say. Give them 5 minutes to explain before saying anything. Feeling heard makes a person much less defensive and much more likely to listen to you in return. Above all else, we encourage you to focus on the way you want your wedding to feel. When you eliminate the noise of what wedding websites, magazines, and other people say you need, you are much more likely to hear the voice that matters most, your own. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Bridget Horn Nestor, hoping you have the best wedding ever.